Dear Editor, thank you for Howard May's recent good reportage on the tree planters in the Ghost River watershed. However, the actual replanting is only the first step in regrowing trees. Much depends on the initial survival of the seedlings, and the soil, exposure and drought conditions, especially in the early years after replanting. Unfortunately, Mr. Kulkser of Spray Lake Sawmills, SLS, does not talk about monitoring of regrowth in accordance with the Reforestation Standard of Alberta, RSA. The RSA is designed to determine the forest regeneration status of young managed stands relative to an assumed future condition. Two surveys are carried out, the Establishment Survey, 8 years after logging, and the Performance Survey, about 14 years after logging. Inadequate regrowth in tree density or size is rated unsatisfactorily restocked. Anecdotal evidence by the writer from numerous cutblocks suggests that regeneration of SLS cutblocks is not very good. This means the assumed future condition is not necessarily being achieved, as shown in a recent study by St. Mary's University students made without reviewing establishment and performance survey reports, because neither the government nor SLS make these important reports available to the public. There are serious concerns the calculation of the all-important allowable annual cut is based on incorrect assumptions of regrowth volume. As the actual owners of our important forest resources, the public should be able to review these reports. Heinz Unger, PNG.